на погріби ходила, зеленому гаю заблудила.
А я чорнява нічки, не спала нічки, не спала, з тобою гуляла. А я чорнява нічки, не спала, з тобою гуляла.
Ой, козаче, молодий гультяю, вивіть мене зеленого гаю.
А я чорнява нічки, не спала, з тобою гуляла. А я чорнява нічки, не спала, з тобою гуляла.
Дівчини конику тримати, а сам пішов дорогу шукати.
А я чорнява нічки, не спала, з тобою гуляла. А я чорнява нічки, не спала, з тобою гуляла.
Ой, шукав ти до темної ночі, пала роса до сині очі.
А я чорнява нічки, не спала, з тобою гуляла. А я чорнява нічки, не спала, з тобою гуляла.
And from New York City, that was the Hrim Band from their most recently released CD, and a song called O Dievčina Pohrebe Chodila, which means the young girl went picking mushrooms. And I'll tell you, I wish one or two would come by my yard and pick up some of the mushrooms that are sprouting all over these days. Again, that was the Hrim Band with O Dievčina Pohrebe Chodila. І таким веселим темпом розпочали нашу програму. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на радіопередачі «Наш голос». Говорить Павіна Макварі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host. По-українськи, that's Павліна, and I am delighted to have you with me, whether it's on AM, FM, shortwave, online or in-flight, to the Vancouver broadcaster or to one of the PCJ, international PCJ radio editions, or if you're catching one of the podcasts, a very warm welcome to you, Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian Food Flair. Sylvia will be joining us with a recipe for cornbread from the Carpathian Mountains. Irena Bell, the producer and host of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa, will be joining us today with her Did You Know feature, and she'll be talking about a highly placed Canadian military officer of Ukrainian background. On Ukraine News Outlook, Keith will be reporting about a new gas deal between Ukraine and Russia, a bleak job market for youth in Ukraine, and a new satellite TV service. So, lots coming up. Stay tuned. And we'll also have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is UB from Edmonton. And by the way, we'll be talking to Jarrett Pollock of the group tomorrow on Skype, and we'll be bringing you that conversation in a future program. And fun to get to find out if UB does indeed stand for Ukrainian Band or what it does stand for. So stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, here they are now from their most recently released CD and a song about the red hollyhock, Roja.
Малая мужа, вияка, сама поїду за Дунай. Бо покину ти, ти, не ти покину, а сама поїду.
Човен сідала, біло густенько, густенько піло, біло густенько мандала, біло густенько, густенько піло, біло густенько махала.
Ой, вернуся жінко.
Жінку додому, поплачу діти, бо діти плачу, поплачу діти за тобо, поплачу діти, бо діти плачу, поплачу діти за тобо.
Чармо
from Connecticut in the United States, that was Olya Fritz from her CD Zaporozhye Usne, Into Your Dreams, and a song called Osine List, Autumn Leaves. And you can find out more about Olya at her website, which is olyafritz.com. That's O-L-Y-A-F-R-Y-Z, or Z for Americans.com. And you can find out about this CD, and another one, actually, another couple of them, and a Christmas one as well. And hopefully those, the two newest, will be acquiring eventually here at Nash Holos. In the meantime, that again was Olya Fritz from her CD Zaprosé Usne and Osini List. Coming up next is Tutti Tam from their most recently released CD and a song called Chorna Redka, Black Radish.
Що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме, ой, що буде, ой, мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме,
ой, 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 мамуню, що то буде, що то буде, що то буде, болить мене попід груди, попід груди, попід груди,
ой, мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме, ой, що буде. Мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме.
Ой-ой-ой. Ой, мамуню, сиваденька, 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 болить мене серединка, серединка, серединка.
Ой, мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме, ой, що буде, ой, мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме,
ой, ой, ой.
Що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме, ой, що буде, ой, мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме,
ой, ой, ой.
And now Ukrainian food flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Hutsulian cornbread is called malay. This bread is great with stews and soups or just on its own with a slice of ham or feta cheese. Cornbreads vary with localities in ingredients and proportions. Yeast was used in some of the older recipes as a leavener. Hutsuls are mountain people, precisely Carpathian mountain people. These highlanders use corn in their native cereal and as a staple part of their diet. You've probably heard of their traditional cornmeal dish called kalasha. Those who enjoy cornmeal will enjoy this modernized version of the native recipe for cornbread. You'll need the following ingredients. 1 cup flour, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, 1.5 teaspoons baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/3 cup sugar, 1 cup cornmeal, 2 eggs, slightly beaten, 1 cup sour milk or buttermilk, 1/4 cup of melted butter. Blend the flour with the cornmeal, baking soda, baking powder, salt, and sugar. Mix in the beaten eggs, sour cream, or buttermilk, and melted butter. Stir the liquids into the dry ingredients, but don't over-mix. Pour into a buttered 8x10-inch pan. Bake at 400 degrees Fahrenheit for 30 minutes. These make super cupcakes. Just use buttered muffin tins and bake for 25 minutes. Try it. It's Ukrainian. Oh, and at home, we used to fry slices of cornbread in butter and eat them with Mom's homemade strawberry jam. Wow. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Up next from Montreal, Cherem Shenan from their CD Postezhka Khmri, Along Paths of a Dream. Here they are now with a medley of Ukrainian folk songs, which they call simply Vyazanka. And the songs are Ivanku, 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 and Vodohorai. Here they are now, Cherem Shenan and Vyazanka.
Yeah.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. A little blast from the past for you there. That was courtesy a group from New York called Homin Stepiu, which is Echoes of the Steps, and that's from a vinyl recording made back in the early 1980s, simply by that name, and a song called Stukalka. Well, coming up next, we have a duo from Ukraine that recorded a lovely collection of Ukrainian folk songs. It is two popular artists there, Taisia Povali and Josip Kobzon, from a CD called Odna Yedena. Here they are now with Oi Chorina, Yesi Chorina.
Чи на бороді ямка,
високий та стрункий, високий та стрункий,
чи на бороді ямка.
Марічко, ти Марічко, люблю я твою враду. Люблю дивитися, як ти йдеш по воду.
Люблю дивитися, як ти йдеш по воду.
На горі два дубочки, обидва зелененькі. Ми таки паровані, обоє чорновенькі.
Ми таки паровані, ми таки паровані, обоє чорновенькі.
Ukrainian News Outlook. Coming up, Ukraine and Russia talk gas, no new jobs for youth in Ukraine, a new satellite TV service coming to a screen near you. I'm Keith Parent. Talks on gas supply terms between Ukraine and Russia have been at a technical stage since late September, when key agreements were already reached. Ukraine says the current price of Russian gas, about $400 per 1,000 cubic meters, is too high and wants a new pricing formula, as well as the right to import less gas than stipulated by the existing deal signed in 2009. Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych discussed the issue with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and Prime Minister Vladimir Putin on September 24th, after which sides announced significant progress but no concrete agreements. Russian gas giant Gazprom said separately on Wednesday its chief executive, Alexei Miller, had met Yanukovych in Kiev and the sides expressed satisfaction with the current negotiation process. Neither side has provided any details of the planned deal. Ukraine depends heavily on Russian gas imports and subsidizes gas supplies to households and heating companies at a significant cost to the state budget. The International Monetary Fund has long urged to drop subsidies and halted lending under a $15 billion program this year after the government refused to raise domestic gas prices. Ukraine now hopes to regain access to IMF financing after agreeing to lower price with Russia, a move that would also improve its trade balance at a time when exports of steel, its key commodity, are suffering from the global economic slowdown. The current deal, which ties the price of gas to that of oil and oil products, was reached after a bitter row which briefly disrupted gas supplies from Russia to Europe through Ukraine. Ukraine is facing an unemployment problem. Many young Ukrainians are heading west for better jobs, working conditions, and pay. In some sectors of the economy, they have too many skilled professionals, like lawyers, for example. The jobs for the next generation are just not being created, but Ukraine hopes to change this. We have the story from Alexandra Monokolop in Kiev.
According to the UN data, today every third person in the world does not work nor has casual or seasonal employment. With about 1.2% officially jobless people, Ukraine's unemployment rate is considered high as well. In 2010, the total number of Ukrainian active, dynamic and educated jobless young people up to 35 years made up 31.4%.
All countries failed to return to the pre-crisis unemployment level, which was up to 5% lower. Last year in Ukraine, about 100,000 young people signed up as unemployed. More than half of them are now graduates.
The International Labour Organization warns of a scared generation of young workers facing a dangerous mix of high unemployment, increased inactivity, and precarious work. The government is struggling to find innovative solutions such as addressing skills mismatches, job search support, training, and subsidies to hiring.
In particular, we direct youth's attention to the job which is in demand, so in the future they won't face the unemployment problems.
Experts say the society itself will harness the energy, intelligence, and enthusiasm of the next generation.
Young people are three times as likely as adults to be unemployed. Ukraine has been facing the problem of youth unemployment since the beginning of market reform in the 90s. Experts say Ukrainian economy is unable to generate enough jobs to absorb its young people.
The youth is also withdrawing from the labor market rather than finding jobs. Arsen graduated a year ago. Over this period, he is receiving $125 of unemployment benefit. He says he goes unnoticed for the employers due to the lack of experience. However, his salary demands are not so high-flying.
In fact, I was offered a position only once. Moreover, the information about work conditions which the center gives is often incomplete.
A recent pension reform also made the older workers cling to the better jobs as long as possible. Ukrainian labor market is now overflowed with lawyers and economists, but lacks workers. The government promises that the state budget for 2012 is the budget of social development and job creation in Ukraine. According to the International Labor Organization data, in total the world has to create 80 million jobs to restore the pre-crisis level, which is expected not earlier than 2016. Alexandra Molotkova, Kiev.
Istel Telecom Ukraine, part of the Istel Group, is intending to invest $50 million to develop a paid satellite extra TV service, said the company's CEO, Jim Filipov, at a press conference on Tuesday. Our business plan has been drawn up for 5 years, but the project will be profitable within 2 or 3 years, he said. According to him, Extra TV receives signals from the Amos satellite, which covers the whole territory of Ukraine. He also reported that the service would be offered throughout the country. The company has about 200 distributors and dealers. The distinctive feature of Extra TV, according to the company director, is the fact that the connection to the service does not require a long-term written agreement and the acquisition of satellite equipment. The service offers subscribers 5 TV program packages. He also added that the company is mulling the possibility of providing internet services via satellite in the future. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukrainian News Outlook. I'm Keith Parron.
St. Nicholas Ukrainian Catholic Church in Victoria is holding its annual Ukrainian Christmas food fair and lunch on Saturday, November 26, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at St. Nicholas Ukrainian Hall, 1110 Caledonia Avenue in Victoria. Stock up on delicious homemade pierogies, cabbage rolls, borscht, and Ukrainian kielbasa, as well as traditional Ukrainian Christmas breads, pastries, and preserves just like Baba used to make. Stay to enjoy a hot lunch, but don't come late as they always sell out. Free admission and wheelchair accessible. That's St. Nicholas Ukrainian Christmas Food Fair and Lunch on Saturday, November 26th at St. Nicholas Ukrainian Hall, 1110 Caledonia Avenue in Victoria.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalivi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that the first Canadian of Ukrainian descent to be promoted to the rank of general in the Canadian Armed Forces was Brigadier General Joseph Romano? General Romano was born in Saskatoon in 1921. After joining the Royal Canadian Air Force in 1940, he served in Europe and in the India, China, and Burma theaters of war during World War II. Following the Second World War, Joseph Romano learned that many Ukrainians in the displaced persons camps of Europe were being forcibly repatriated to Soviet concentration camps in Siberia and other remote areas. To help prevent this, Joseph Romano and other Ukrainian-Canadian servicemen formed the Canadian-Ukrainian Relief Bureau, which aided these displaced persons and sought to ease their immigration to Canada. The work of Joseph Romano and other Ukrainian-Canadian servicemen saved the lives of many thousands of Ukrainians. After obtaining a degree in aeronautical engineering in London, Joseph Romano worked on the Avro Arrow project and with NORAD. He was named commander in the Order of Military Merit. General Romano was also an active member of the Ukrainian-Canadian community in Ottawa. He was a long-time member and strong supporter of the Ukrainian-Canadian Professional and Business Association. And in 2006, the UCPBA awarded General Joseph Romano their Philip Konoval Lifetime Achievement Award in recognition of his long and dedicated service to Canada and to the Ukrainian community. General Joseph Romano died in his 89th year on March 21st, 2011.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznalive, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show at www.chinradioottawa.com.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. Thank you.
сонце хоче горіти, а вітер розтягнув крила за грошима, а місяць ясно споглядає на землі. Згадай, мила, любов не можна собі купити, а сльози потопились десь за хмарами. На щастя добрим серцем хочу думати. А ти дайте гроші, яких ніхто не купить. Дайте гроші, щоб мати, щоб бути. Дайте гроші, яких ніхто не згубить. Дайте гроші, щоб так на щастя жити. Слова, які сказала ти, уся земля тремтить, коли життя болить, як іскра ще в тобі горить, дай мені сни. Поглянь, люба, ти не дивись, я буду серед мрів, в палких обіймах ночі листя шелестить, цілуй мене щоденно зранку і вночі. А ти дайте гроші, яких ніхто не купить. Дайте гроші, щоб мати, щоб бути. Дайте гроші, яких ніхто не згубить. Дайте гроші, щоб так на щастя жити. Дайте гроші, яких ніхто не купить. Дайте гроші, щоб мати, щоб бути. Дайте гроші, яких ніхто не згубить. Дайте гроші, щоб так на щастя жити.
And that was Berkut from Poland, from their CD Berkut 3, and a song called Hroshi. Up next, a group from Ukraine. Oddly enough, on this program, we do have a few of those. Pikra Diska Tercia is up next with Cherez Richku Popomosti.
Cherez Richku Popomosti, do Dievchini Pidu Gosti, Den Dobri Dati Vlui Probuvati. Ставши на дворі з поклоном скорі, дам їй рученьку свою миленьку, з ним поздоровлю, з нею ся розмовлю. Прошу серце до покою, побесідуєм з тобою, чом ти не ласка вже ж давно не бував. Прийди в м'ясопуст, так же сиропуст, в неділю сирну, радість се мирну, милий, хоч великий піст, щедрий міст. Війди серце в мою хату, буду вдячна, яко брату, жемся кохану свою не виїзд. Серче коханче, мій ти братанче, покине стола, і я весела, з тобою сяду розмовляй поряду.
Ти признайся мені, тебе тічаю, я без тебе всі дні
zaczali. Może też w lisach te czarsina szukala. Słońce rutu znajszła i mene szarowała. Czerwoną rutu nie szukaj wieczorami. Tebe w snach u Dibrova zelene bosa pute steżka te prechodesz do mene i ne treba neste meni kvitku radi bo davno užete uvišla moji mriji. Kaj večorane, te u mene jedena tiket te povi. Bo tvoja broda, to je čestaja voda, to je bestraja voda v sebi.
And from Edmonton, Alberta, that was Migrena from their brand new CD, Abstraktiv, and Volodymyr Ivasyuk classic, Červona Ruta, The Red Rue. And that is one of two CDs, or MP3s rather, that made it to Nash Holos from their CD, and hopefully we'll manage to get the entire collection and share that with you at some point in the future. Well, coming up next, we're going to take it to Winnipeg, Manitoba, and a slightly different genre. We've got that incredible all-female polka band called The Female Beat, and that'll be Joyce, Joan, Val, and Gail. And here they are now with a number from their second CD, Steppin' Out, and it is called Petrush.
Yeah, you beautiful.
Петруша, та сказати поїша. Ой, пірене Петруш, піралечка, чорний вуз. Ой, пірене Петруш, піралечка, чорний вуз. Пила мене матюша, що я люблю Петруша. Ой, пірене Петруш, піралечка, чорний вуз. Ой, пірене Петруш, піралечка, чорний вуз. Мати мене бей, так я буду Петруш мій. Ой, пірене Петруш, білалечка, чорний вуз. Ой, пірене Петруш, білалечка, чорний вуз. Як не вижу Петруша, то відвіта боїша. Ой, пірене Петруш, білалечка, чорний вуз. Ой, пірене Петруш, білалечка, чорний вуз. Побачу Петруша, побіг боку Петруша. Ой, пірене Петруш, білалечка, чорний вуз. Ой, пірене Петруш, білалечка, чорний вуз. Наварила, напекла, а для кого для Петра? Нема Петри лише гриць, скоро моя варениць. Нема Петри лише гриць, скоро моя варениць.
Well, keep those dancing boots on, because up next is the Parkland Pioneers from a CD that is a tribute to Peter Hnatyuk by Denis Leshinsky. And here he is now with the Kozachuk Pioneer Style. Best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m., AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver, and online at am1320.com. In Nanaimo on the PCJ Network, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. on 101.7 FM, and online at chly.ca. Elsewhere, Nash Holos airs on AM, FM, and shortwave radio on the PCJ Radio Network in over 28 countries. Podcasts are available at nashholos.com as well as at pcjmedia.com and on iTunes. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Якби не кінський хвіст, то і скрипка не грала б сама. And our proverb of the week translates as, if it weren't for a horse's tail, the violin would not be melodious. Well, our time is almost up, so to take us to the end of our program, we have the Rough Riders from a CD called Alberta's Finest Ukrainian Artists, Volume 1, and they'll be wrapping things up with the Roch Chug Polka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-Macquarie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, до побачення!